Welcome to Boutique Practices. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Pianko, aka Dr. Mama Bird. I'm a chiropractor, entrepreneur, wife, and busy mama, and this is the place where you will learn how to design a practice that fits into your life and your calling rather than trying to fit your dreams into a box. I'm going to show you how you can do this with a low volume, part-time, and high-touch chiropractic or physical therapy practice that pays you like the doctor you are. Girl, if you are sick and tired of working crazy long hours, rushing from patient to patient, and not getting paid well, all while missing out on the most important events of your life that are happening back at home, then you're in the right place. I'm gonna show you how you can get back to enjoying both your life and the work you do, all while making more money doing it with a boutique practice. Friend, it's time to stop hustling and take a step of faith. Let's get started. Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to Boutique Practices Podcast. Today, we're going to jump in and talk about something that I think a lot of times is forgotten when we are building a business. I see a lot of discussion around this in online business creation, but I don't often see this when we're talking about brick and mortar, especially practices. And that is getting to know yourself, or really knowing yourself, learning your strengths and understanding your weaknesses, so that way you can find the right support team, whether it's team members or contractors or just resources to allow you to go to the next level in your business without you having to be an expert in everything, without you having to ignore potential problem areas or let them grow into really big problems as you build a business. This also allows you to strategically plan to your strengths. So one of the things that I always encourage my students to do, or whenever I'm mentoring someone, is say, hey, get to know yourself better. There's tons of personality tests out there that will help you to get a better understanding of who you are. I always say a business will grow you up, just like being a parent will grow you up. It will highlight a lot of things for you. And sometimes when we start to see issues surface, especially if they repetitively surface, there may be something there that we want to put our attention on. You start to see the same problem over and over again, or the same thing over and over again. It may be something that, hey, maybe this is just not my wheelhouse and I can get help for this, or maybe this is something I actually need to get better at and I need to find a way to support myself in learning this process or learning this thing better. Now, y'all have heard this before in my previous episodes. I'm a huge believer in prayer and having open communication and dialogue and relationship with your Heavenly Father, because He knows you better than you know yourself. So while I say, yes, take the personality tests, do the strength finders, know what your gift, look at, I love the spiritual gifts test as well. Know what your gifts are so you can spend more time doing those things that you are good at and that you enjoy and you're gifted to do. And you can start strategizing to either delegate or learn or do something with the things that maybe you're not the most gifted at. And that's not just acceptable, but necessary for a successful business. So what are some of the things we could think about that could be potential skills, strengths, and weaknesses in a business? I'll give you an example of one of mine. I am a military kid. I grew up in a community and under circumstances where everything was always perfectly organized. There was a system, a folder, a place, a label for everything. From the time I can remember, like I'm talking 3-4 years old in the early childhood development program all the way up. So as long as I remember every single box having a label and a picture on it until we were able to read. And then there was labels for that for every single toy in every single place. Everything was labeled, organized, perfectly neat. I worked on base all through high school. All of our systems and procedures were in a notebook. Anything I ever needed to find or needed to do was perfectly systematized for me. I can work in systems and organization and maintain system and organizations like nobody's business. But one thing I found out is having that all created for me externally and living in that, I actually never learned how to create organization for myself. I was that kid outside of being inside of something that was super structured for me, who had loose papers in their back. I mean, I was the person in chiropractic school who, and I still to this day, struggle with this sometimes, is just having a bunch of loose papers with random notes in the corner and folded up on the back of envelopes and all over the place. Like, I to this day still struggle to stay organized. And I have friends that I remember just watching, they had this perfectly color coordinated notebooks and systems for all of their notes and everything growing up through high school, college, graduate school, all the things, even going to seminars now. You know, a lot of the friends that the people that I go to, you tend to hang out with people who compliment you, meaning they don't necessarily, they're not exactly like you, but they tend to be so organized. And I sit down in the lecture and I'm like, I've got a pen and a piece of paper and a notepad, and I don't know where this is going to go after I write it down. I'm getting better at it, but you know, my friends tend to have like the perfect, like the, everything's color coordinated, different color pens, iPads, highlighters, all that. That is not me at all. So as you can imagine, with that being my natural tendency until I intentionally started to work on this and have people around me who have these skills to help me create organization, my practice itself was kind of, I don't want to say all over the place, but when it was just me, I knew where everything was and it was in my head and it was great. But when I started to grow my team and have other people on my team, and I started to see more people, and my memory started to get stretched as I had more children, and your brain works differently, and I could not remember things as quickly and clearly as I used to, having everything in my head did not work for me. And so knowing this and realizing this about myself through Strength Finders, as well as just living it out, I realized that I needed to get help in this area. And so it was probably 3 years ago, I hired someone who, she's a twin mom, a teacher, and a professional organizer for businesses, to spend a day with me to literally just organize my computer files and all of my emails. I invested in that, and it was a, what do you call it? Like a, not a power hour, but a VIP day, to have someone sit down. I'd never met her in person, but across the country on Zoom for 6 hours straight and organize my systems, organize my folders. Y'all, can I tell you, that was one of the best investments I have ever made in my business, because now 3 years later, I still have a system for where everything goes. I still know where to file things. Now we are coming up on 3 years and we're starting to realize that we need a check-in call, and there's maybe a few areas that I have not kept up as well, or things have changed and grown in the business. And because I struggle with creating structure, I need somebody to help me create it. And so I have realized that that's just a part of who I am. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with understanding and knowing that I can ask for help in this. But having not realized that, it would have been impossible for me to grow the team that I have today and the team that I plan to have over the next year and multiple years for the vision for this business, for my practice, and for boutique practices itself. And so that's just one simple example of how getting to know yourself better can make a huge difference in how you move through your practice, whether it is you getting better at it. So part of that VIP day was not just organizing, but her teaching me some basic foundations on how to organize my system and keep it organized was invaluable. I've also recently hired people to help me create systems and procedures in my business. So again, it's not all in my head, but everybody on my team, we are actually revamping and cleaning this up as we speak, as I'm doing this episode. It's been maybe like a 3 month. We're ending Q1 as I speak. So it's been a 3 month, probably going to be a 5 month process as I go into maternity leave, to make sure that I can step away and there is a digital notebook, if you will, of literally everything that needs to be done, how it needs to be done, when it needs to be done, automated reminders, schedules, all of those things all put in place, so I can step away and I can literally be gone and not have to answer any questions on my maternity leave. They should be able to run the ship without me. And your business should be able to do that, especially when we talk about our plan for plan within the boutique practices program. If you've ever looked at any of the stuff we do with boutique practices, we talk about how to prep for peace. If you want to take time off, whether it's for having a baby, expanding your family, whether you want to take a couple weeks off for a vacation, go to Europe and travel, or maybe you have a surgery or health or something coming up, you know you're going to need to take some time away, a sabbatical, having everything in place to be able to bring somebody in or at least pause your business, have things running on the back end, and it's not 100% dependent on you. And that is something I would not be able to create on my own. I can tell you this right now. There's absolutely no way that without the support of people who think that way and can create systems and organize systems and keep them together for me to fill in the blank, it would not happen. It would not happen. It would be like, I just don't think that way. I can understand it, but I really struggle to create it. And so I want everyone listening to this to take away from this. It is okay to acknowledge your limitations. It's also okay to grow from them. And there's a happy balance between, okay, this is something I'm good at, and this is something I'm not, and you know, it's something I'm, you know, understanding. Maybe this is something that I enjoy, but I'm not good at. Somebody might be better. Maybe that's something to hire out. This is something I'm good at and I enjoy. I should keep doing this. That's one filter that I think about. Is it something that the third filter that comes with that? So this is something I enjoy. This is something I'm good at. And this is a good use of my time. Like, it's actually producing revenue for my business, moving my business and the goals forward. It's in alignment with my vision for my practice. That is definitely something to keep on your calendar. But if you are finding that you're struggling with certain things, like maybe it's something you enjoy, but you're not good at, like I said, maybe you need to learn how to do it better, get some resources on how to get better at that thing. Consider maybe it's not something you need to be doing. Or maybe there's something you absolutely hate doing, something you are not good at, and it's not something that you absolutely need to do. That's something that potentially you can filter out again to hiring out. Or if it's something you're like, I hate doing this, it's necessary, only I can do this, do I need to look at potentially learning how to gain a new skill set or improve my skill set until in which I can hire somebody, use some other system for this, whatever task it is to happen. But you won't know what those things are. You won't really know where your strengths are if you haven't assessed that. And I encourage people to assess it on a regular basis, because we all change, right? We all grow in who we are. I can tell you right now, marketing, when I first started chiropractic, I did not really understand how to market. That's part of the reason I created boutique practices, is I was like, I can follow the directions of what people are telling me how to do, but I didn't have a good understanding for it. So I couldn't understand why it was so hard to grow my first practice, because I was following a cookbook or a recipe book for basically what was a high volume practice. I didn't understand the concept of marketing and how to play to my strengths in marketing. And so it didn't work out. That first practice did not work out. The second time around, that was one of the first things that my coach had me do, was really start to understand who I am. What do I enjoy? What am I good at? Where are my strengths? How can I play to my strengths? All the major CEOs and business owners, entrepreneurs in this world play to their strengths. They do not waste time getting good at something that somebody else can do for them, that they can hire out. Right? If you are not a singer, and there's no reason for you to be singing in your business, don't go take voice lessons to go sing on TikTok in order to try to grow a following on TikTok to grow your business. That makes absolutely no sense. That's an extreme example, but I see people doing their things very similarly. So like maybe graphic design, you're like, oh, like I feel like I need more posts for my social media, and I don't really know how to do Canva and graphic design very well. I don't have an eye for that. I don't have a skill for that. And I also am not great at picking up on technology really quickly. And so I'm going to take this course on how to graphic design and spend all this time and energy learning how to make cute Canva graphics when, girl, let me tell you, you can go to Etsy and buy those for $12.99. You can buy those and fill them out yourself. You can hire somebody on Fiverr. You can find a teenager. There are so many options out there for you. There's pre-done stuff that there's tons of there's several different chiropractic and physical therapy marketing gurus and specialists out there who have pre-canned packaged things for you that you can try to find one that matches your aesthetic. There's some on Etsy, like literally. Spend, you know, $12.99 for a small package on Etsy, or even up to $500-$700 for pre-canned stuff that you just got to tweak and edit. Girl, do that. Do not waste your time learning how to become a social media graphic designer when that is time you could be using playing to your strengths, because maybe you have another strength. Maybe your strength is talking to people in person and having coffee dates and networking. And if that's one of your strengths, that's what you need to be spending most of your time doing, not sitting and playing on your computer and creating graphics and things like that. Now, if you're like a content queen and you're not necessarily great at meeting people in person and you hate going to networking events and it makes your screen crawl and you're an introvert and it's so uncomfortable for you that you are not necessarily getting anything out of those events, stop wasting your time going to these networking events and not talking to anybody. There's other things you can do. You might be an excellent email marketer and connecting with people via the written word. You may write love letters to your patients every single time, or your potential patients every single time you sit down and you write a caption on Instagram, and you're great at growing your audience and you're great at connecting with an audience and growing an email list and talking to them and building a practice that way. There's so many different ways to do it. And y'all, if you haven't signed up at the time of this I'm recording this. This is March of 2024. Next month, literally 2 weeks from now, we are going to be doing a boutique practice 2-day roadmap challenge. I'm going to share more at the end of the episode, but we're going to be doing a 2-day roadmap challenge where that's going to be part of what we talk about. What are the 5 ways to market a practice that works in 2024 for a boutique practice that has been tried and tested? And you don't have to do all 5 of them. You only need to look at the ones that make the most sense for your practice and your strengths and your skills, instead of trying to throw spaghetti at the wall and doing all of the things. Knowing who you are from the very beginning is one of the first ways to discern what makes the most sense for when you're just making a decision in your business and in your practice. Again, I encourage everyone, take the tests, do the things, but also pray about it. Like I said, your Heavenly Father knows you better than anyone else. He created you with these gifts. He created you with these skills. And so taking the time to meditate on that, getting in your word, praying about it, say, God, please show me how you created me. Please show me more and open my eyes to what you are calling me to do. Because the thing is God also equips the people who are called. If he called you to a thing, you may not have the equipment to do it, but at the same time, he's going to give you what you need. This reminds me of the story of David and Goliath. David was a small child, I think he was like a teenager at the time, but Goliath was this big Philistine if y'all know the story, who was challenging the Israelites to a battle. And you know, the Israelites were afraid. All of Saul's army was afraid to fight this giant Philistine. And David goes, I can fight him. I'm not afraid of him. He hears God's call. He's like, God has proven himself to me over and over again. I may not be big, but what I do know is that when a lion attacked me, God protected me. I do know that when stuff happens, God's got my back. I don't got to worry about that. And this kid walks up to go fight this Philistine, but Before he does this, King Saul says, put on my armor. The armor that Saul puts on him is so heavy, he can barely move. He can't do anything. That's not his equipment. That's somebody else's equipment. The equipment that God gave him is a slingshot. And you're thinking there's this giant, you know, everybody's looking around. There's this giant Philistine, like 7 or 8 feet tall. I don't know. Don't really remember the exact details. But there's this giant guy. And then there's this little preteen teenager shepherd boy over here. And he's got a rock, a stone, a few stones, and a sling. What in the world is he going to do? Right? Walk in your purpose with that confidence that I know what God gave me. I've studied what God gave me, what he equipped me with, what he is. And I know if I don't have it now, he's going to give it to me, and step into what he is calling you to do. No, you don't have to be like everybody else. You don't need to put on my armor. You don't need to borrow somebody else's sword. The rock and the sling you got in your hand is exactly what you need. And that boy, as you know the story, as we all know the story, flung that sling, flew through, that rock went flying, and out went Goliath. The same thing can be done in practice, guys. The same thing can be done in practice. Whatever it is that you have, if God is calling you to step forward and do that thing, he gave you what you need. If he hasn't given it to you, he's got a plan to make sure it ends up in your hands when the time comes. So be steadfast in the word. Be steadfast in knowing who you are in him and what he's called you to do and what he's given you. And the truth is God doesn't always give you the plan and all the details right away. Sometimes it's like, hey, go over here. You'll find out what you need and how to do the thing when you get there. So I encourage, if you're feeling called specifically to do something, whether it's to expand your practice, start your practice, move your practice, whatever it may be, go into a specialty or change your specialty, or maybe it's going into a postpartum maternity leave and being a stay-at-home mom for a season. I don't know what it is God is calling you to do, but whatever it is he's calling you to do, if you just show up, just know that he will lead you every single step of the way, because he has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. So with that said, sorry, I started preaching, y'all. I didn't intend to start preaching in this episode, but just understand that you have so many amazing strengths, and it is okay to, it's not okay, but highly encouraged to embrace your strengths and your abilities. It's okay to recognize where you're not strong and to look for support in those areas. And be mindful as well as what are some potential things that are going on between your ears that are slowing you down from getting there. So some things that you may be finding is you're shooting all over yourself. If you find yourself struggling in a place, you're like, I don't know why this keeps happening. I would start listening to your thoughts. Are you shooting on yourself? Are you saying, I should be more organized? I should be more disciplined. I should put myself out there on social media more. I should enjoy seeing this many patients, or should be able to see this many patients. I should be able to go out to these network meetings and talk to people without care. If you are shooting on yourself, can I tell you, you're not helping yourself. You are allowing frustrations to turn into condemnation rather than conviction. Now, if you find yourself saying, hey, like, I don't like doing this, I'm not good at this, but I do think that it would be beneficial for me to get better at this, like, hey, I should be more organized. Instead, say, my business could benefit from more organization. By changing it to my business could benefit from more organization, I no longer have to put the pressure completely on me. Now I can say, hey, let me go ahead and figure out how to solve this problem. And maybe I'm not the person to necessarily be the one completely solving it on my own. Instead of saying I should be more self-disciplined, my business could benefit from having more accountability and more coaching. I also declare over myself, you have a spirit of self-discipline, but that spirit of self-discipline has to be trained. It just doesn't come out of anywhere, but reminding yourself, hey, I have been given a spirit of self-discipline. That is a fruit of the spirit that I have access to, and I will grow into it. I should put myself more out there on social media. Homegirl, if you don't want to be on social media, you don't have to be on social media. I know several practices that don't have social media. I'm actually starting to back off from social media more and more in my practice. I used to think I needed to post pictures of my kiddo I used to think I needed to like document my whole pregnancies and birth stories on social media for the whole world to know because that's who I work with. But now I don't want to, so I don't. And my practice is growing just fine. I should be seeing X amount of patients. Y'all know my story on that. I know I have started to recognize and, or not started, I have recognized and realized what my physical capacity is. And I'm completely okay with that. And I also recognize that it ebbs and it changes. At the time of this recording, I'm 6 months pregnant and I'm already on maternity leave from seeing adults, especially because it's not working out for me. And I'm totally fine with that. And I'm not going to push myself for some honor badge to say I adjusted patients all the way up until I gave birth, because I know that's not what's best for me and that's not what's best for my baby. And if I was my own patient, I would tell myself to cut it out. So that's what I did. I stopped and I made a plan ahead of time, just taking these minor tweaks and thinking about your strengths, thinking about your mindset potentially around your weaknesses, and finding other ways to solve problems in your practice will give you the opportunity to soar so much faster, so much easier. And again, obviously with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the Lord, than if you were to try to do it all by yourself, because you weren't meant to do anything by yourself. There's nothing that you were meant to do by yourself. I'm going to close here with some quick references on places you can look to get some assessments on what your strengths are to get familiar. There's the High Five test. There is Strength Finders. There's also, I really like Spiritual Gifts tests. There's quite a few free assessments out there. There's obviously the DISC. That's a personality test. There's some like major personality tests out there. I always keep a grain of salt with those as well. Again, the Lord knows you better than any personality test ever will. But that said, there's resources out there to help you to get clearer. And then obviously the last piece is having wisdom, or having access to wisdom through guidance, having wise counsel. Wise counsel can look like having a coach, can look like having somebody who can see things that maybe you don't realize that you're not seeing in yourself. They might pick up on patterns that you may not realize. Your parents may be people that you can lean into if you have a strong, healthy relationship with them, and say, hey, like, where are some areas that you've seen over the years that I could potentially look at improving or getting help with or support with? They know you pretty well, usually. Mentors from school, friends who are for you, friends who want to see you grow, who are going to tell you the truth, your spouse. And then obviously, like I said, coaches are great wise counsel outside of, like I said, prayer and counsel from your Heavenly Father themselves. So if you are somebody who's been looking for some guidance on how to grow a business, you've been looking for a mentor, you've been looking for somebody to step into, help you step into this next call or this phase, and you know a boutique practice is for you, I highly encourage y'all jump on the 2-day roadmap challenge we're doing on April 4th and 5th. It's at 11 CST. If you can't make it, no worries. It will be recorded. There's an opportunity to purchase the recording. If you purchase it ahead of time, you get a pretty big early bird discount. Or if you're listening to this right now and you're like, hey, I would love to get on and you liked this episode, go ahead and give it 5 stars. Leave me a review. Shoot me a DM and I will give you access to the live training for free on April 4th and 5th. Now, if you're listening to this after the fact, trust me, the recording is still available and there may be something else coming up you'll hear after this episode. But that said, if you have the desire to have a coach, the desire to work with someone, please feel free to reach out to me personally as well. In this training, I'm going to introduce you to how you can work with me. But again, if this is after the fact that you're listening to this, or you just really want to reach out and get the process started sooner than that, I'm more than happy to have a conversation with you and to see if it's a good fit. I would be honored and delighted if you considered coaching with me, or if it's not a good fit, y'all, I know a lot of great coaches and I would love to put resources in your hands. So with that, I'm gonna exit out. I hope you guys have a blessed day. If you don't already know, you are loved. You cannot earn it. There's nothing you can do to earn it. It's already there. And there's absolutely nothing you could ever do to lose it. Hey friend, before you go, if you're loving this content and you know a boutique practice is in your future, or maybe you already have a small practice that could use some refinement,
Make sure to sign up for the Boutique Practice Brilliance 2-day roadmap challenge happening live on April 4th and 5th. Y'all, in this challenge, you're going to get crystal clear with an executable roadmap on exactly how to take that beautiful vision of yours and make it shine like the diamond that it is, so that you can attract your ideal patients, create high ticket, no brainer care plans and offers, all with a practice that fits into your life. Y'all, the work we're gonna do together in this challenge, in this workshop, I have sold at over $500. And right now, with the launch of my new podcast, I'm giving it away for just $17. So hurry now to the show notes and snag a seat, because just like in practice, I like to keep things low volume and intimate, so that way we can really dive deep. And I know spots are going to fill up. Now, if you can't make it, no worries, girl. Go ahead and head on over to the show notes anyways. Click on the link and snag your first access pass while it's on presale today. See you there.